Welcome to the She Blows It podcast. I'm your host, Carla, back with another episode. We are on episode number 5 in season 3. This episode is called One Love. And before we dig into the meat and potatoes, if you haven't already, stop what you're doing and go follow this podcast at She Blows It _podstat. Secondly, this podcast is available on 7 different platforms: Anchor, Blog Talk Radio, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Spotify, Breaker, and Pocket Cast. Okay. So, I know y'all are like, Carla, your last episode was on narcissism, which, by the way, if you haven't listened to that episode, just go one episode back and tune in. Now you're talking about love, Carla. What's going on? What's with that? It's the bi to the polar. That's an inside joke. Only 3 people, and if they're listening right now, they'll understand what that means. But what I really want to talk about is music. Throughout these past few weeks, music has really been getting me through a lot of challenges and getting me through a lot of tasks that I've taken on. And one musician in particular that I want to talk about today, which I think we all like him, Bob Marley. Bob Marley is the legend of spiritual freedom, which is a major theme highlighted on this podcast, so it would only be appropriate to explore and learn from one of the greatest musicians, in my opinion, of all times. We all love music, right? Aside from the ganja associated with his repertoire, Marley conveys deep messages that still resonate with most of us today and targets principles that are now floating around the media as being self-care, self-love, establishing boundaries, loss, love for all, etc. Bob Marley in real life is in heavy rotation on my playlist, and I can listen to the same Bob Marley song over and over and over again and find a new message in all of his songs. So why not share with you? Bob Marley has been putting us up on game about how to live before social media influencers could ever. And more like circa 1975 in his first album, Exodus, which his most popular songs on there were No Woman, No Cry. We all know that. I Shot the Sheriff and Stir It Up, amongst the other very popular Bob Marley songs. Just these 3 songs alone hone in on past experiences and how they shape the lives of him and others around him, but it also taps into love and revolution. Can there be love without war? Is there love within war? How could something considerably so delicate meet eye to eye with catastrophe and what we consider to be the pain in love, because love is pain? But should it really be? We'll explore that message right after this message from our sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. This is a multifaceted question that I ponder. Can there be love without war? They say there's a thin line between love and hate. Once those lines are crossed, there's war. Remember growing up drawing a line in the sand, or even an invisible one on the sidewalk, and saying, if you cross that line, I'm gonna slap you. And it applied to friends, families, lovers, etc. It was a tangible way of setting a boundary with someone, and if they decided to cross that line, then they had a big problem. If they didn't cross that line, then they respected you wholeheartedly, and they didn't want that smoke. Again, if they do cross that line, they'll get slapped. But does that mean that the person who slapped them doesn't love them? Not necessarily, and depending on how many times they had to slap the person, and if the person was froggy enough to leap and slap back after they crossed the line, then that calls for big D energy issues. And if you know what I mean by big D, then you know what I mean by big D. But that's some big D energy issues, if you know what I mean. Realistically, it's a little hard to tell, because that's contingent upon how many times that line has been crossed. But there are multitudinous amounts of people who have been crossed a great deal and still love the violator of the line being drawn in the sand. I never met people in love who haven't fought or had issues, and some may never show that, you know, because of image and how they prefer for people to perceive their relationship, or maybe they don't show it strictly for privacy. One of the greatest multifaceted questions are, is there love within turmoil of war? I'm about to answer a question with a question and answer both questions. To answer the question of, is there love within turmoil of war? Yeah. Let's slide back over to the, if you cross this line, I'm gonna slap you. So as mentioned, if that line is crossed, that doesn't mean that the person hates you. So there can be love within the turmoil of war, but the media conditions people to not take that shit. And everyone goes on a rant about how they will and won't be treated, which is fair enough. We all are entitled to feel however we want to feel. These rants from others are essentially individuals projecting their perspectives on others as if it's mandatory for you to hate the person who crossed the line. Not hate. I mean, you don't have to, but definitely fall back if you dislike, you know, whatever's going on. There's a difference. Now, if a person decides they've had enough, then so be it. But there are so many influences that tell us what to do with and about our love, and it doesn't necessarily have to come from other people. Delicate flowers die, delicate items break, and delicate love meets catastrophe in some cases, but not all cases. Some people say love hurts. Some people say love isn't supposed to hurt, but the truth is neither one of those are true, because each of us have different experiences in life with different people, and it's just different overall. Some people are so super in love and it shows, while others are in love and too ashamed to admit it. So they basically play games and shrug it off as being not that serious. That's why it's dangerous and risky. Like, don't play with people in relationships about love. And that's on period. Not only is love an action, but love is also a feeling, emotion, and a thought. You have to love not just the body, but the mind and soul. That's my opinion. Hit me up and let's discuss if you feel differently. And the next question is, and I'm going to leave this up to you guys, so make sure you go check out the poll on the Instagram page at SheBlows_Pod. We're going to talk about, should love really be considered pain? I'm going to leave that question up to y'all. Again, see it in the story and let's talk about it. True love is revolutionary. There are battles, wars, and scars. We callously evolve from these experiences in many ways, but I want to talk to all of y'all who get a feel and gain a higher level of understanding on life through music and the arts specifically. So what I did was I took 10 quotes by Bob Marley, which were chosen to pair with topics of love, war, and the personal revolutions that we face on a daily basis. This is not just about, you know, romantic representation of love among all people. This is just about love among all people in general through good and bad. So before we get into these quotes, let's hear a message. The first quote, don't trust people whose feelings change with time. Trust people whose feelings remain the same, even when time changes. That's a quote by Bob Marley. Feelings come and go. They change. That's a fact. There are various reasons why people's feelings change, and it could be due to being deceived, lied to, or treated poorly. The main thing is that despite these happening, if you love a person and you care, you still have feelings, although their actions put a bitter taste in your mouth. Now, that doesn't mean don't fall back or take the abuse. It means that you don't unlove or uncare for somebody because they did something you dislike. What Marley is saying here is don't trust conditional lovers because they aren't stable and they aren't solid. If you think about it, conditional love can be torture because there's always going to be times where you have to look over your shoulder and make sure that you aren't pissing your significant other, friend, or whoever off. And that's way too much pressure for anyone to bear. The second quote from Bob Marley that stood out to me, free speech carries with it some freedom, to listen. That's deep, especially in our time period right now, because everyone is quick to speak, but no one is quick to listen. People are quick to assert what they consider to be freedom of speech, which it really is not. Because if you go into an airport and scream bomb, then my friend, you're going to jail for making a terroristic threat. And I'm sure other shit could be tacked on to those charges. But as quick as you are to speak and assert yourself using your voice is the same way you should listen to others when they have a burning desire to articulate themselves through their free speech and free thoughts. Third Bob Marley quote, I don't know how to live good. I only know how to suffer. Life is good at times, but not always. I don't care who you are, how rich you are, who you know, what connections you have. You have a bad day every now and then. And if anyone wants to debate me on that, then be sure to at me on the Instagram page at SheBlowsIt_pod. Every day is a struggle, but being human beings with some sense of ingenuity, we make the best of shit. And there are some who simply can't make the best of anything. And that's not always their fault. A depressed person doesn't choose to be depressed and struggle to get out of bed. And a bipolar person doesn't choose to be manic, then hit a rock bottom low. A black man doesn't choose to fear for his life every day because they're a target for police brutality in this era. We have to be real and understand that we are all suffering, but intuitive enough to make the best of the reality and to make the best of whatever the circumstances are. Fourth quote from Bob Marley. Live for yourself and you will live in vain. Live for others and you will live again. The core of living for ourselves is also to live for others through service. Everyone needs someone to lean on. I get it. You know, everyone says, I want to be Miss Independent, or I want to be this, or I want to be that. And that's fine. We all should have a level of independence and individuality. But at the same time, you have friends, you have associates, and whatever you put into those relationships, whatever you put in, you would expect to have that reciprocated, and you want to keep people around you who reciprocate that energy. So if you live for yourself, you're living in vain. But when you live for others, you provide a service. You do your due diligence in being a good person, and then the laws of the universe bring that shit back around to you. Fifth quote from Bob Marley. That's one of my favorite, one of my all-time favorite. If you get down and you quarrel every day, you're saying prayers to the devil, I say. What Bob Marley means by that is you're creating your hell when you pick and choose to fight as opposed to loving and being positive about the suffering we endure just in life in general. There's no need to fuss and fight and be frustrated every day, because when you do that, then you're playing games with that negative energy, that bad karma. Because what you put out into the universe, that shit comes back. My sixth Bob Marley quote. The biggest coward of a man is to awaken the love of a woman without the intention of loving her. Ooh, let me say that again. The biggest coward of a man is to awaken the love of a woman without the intention of loving her. If you can't give your woman or man what she needs, don't waste their time. This happens when a man or a woman wants to fill a certain void, but they're unsure of how to do it, resulting in them playing with other people's emotions. And that shit isn't cool. Things can go left when you play with people's emotions, and you don't know how far a person has already been pushed before you push them, and that could potentially cause them to explode. Don't awaken the kitty if you can't get to the nitty gritty. Don't awaken the kitty if you can't get to the nitty gritty. The nitty gritty is honesty, trust, and respect, which is something that many people don't know about yet. They adamantly make posts about it or try to monetize off of a principle that they are incapable of living by. But my friends, if you want to sell something, if you want to sell an idea, you have to live by that idea. Don't talk about truth and trust when you are a liar. Number seven, Bob Marley quote. I have no education. I have inspiration. If I was educated, I would be a damned fool. That stood out to me because my intelligence gets tested on many levels, and people fail to realize that our little college degrees don't mean anything, that we, you know anything outside of literature and textbooks. Just because a person isn't quick to offer a summary, opinion, or idea, by the way, doesn't make them uneducated. It makes them educated and wise as fuck to see what's going on around them. The real knowledge is through time and experience, which equals wisdoms.
Wisdoms. Wisdom.
And to my friend who insulted me and insinuated that I couldn't read and was illiterate, it wasn't that friend. I just couldn't see the words on the buildings because I refused to wear my glasses, that's all. 8th Bob Marley quote. The day you stop racing is the day you win the race.
This is one of my favorite ones because I always look at myself in the mirror and I always ask myself, how are you going to outdo yourself today? See, I don't compete with other people because me competing with other people is obsolete. And you competing with other people is obsolete. You should never be competing with anybody else. The only person that you should be competing with is yourself. And I'm like, Carla, what are you going to do? How are you going to write this better? How are you going to make this ballad sound better than the last one you wrote, right?
So I'm always competing with myself, as should you. Compete with yourself, not with anyone else. It's the people in your own circle peeping you out and trying to do better than you.
It's the people in your own circle sometimes who try to do you better than you can do you. And if you have a person like that in your circle, then you might need to reconsider it. I mean, I don't have anyone in my circle like that. But if you have someone in your circle like that, and if
this idea resonates with you, then you might need to consider that.
But at the end of the day, compete with yourself.
Number 9. Money can't buy life.
This is so relative to our times today. It's amazing how, no matter how much money is being implemented into these coronavirus vaccines so that the death toll goes down and people stop dying from this malicious virus, it doesn't matter how much money people are pouring into that science, research, data, trials of different medications off the shelf. It's not saving lives. There's no solution at this time.
Money pays the bills for sure, but money can't resuscitate a ceased heart. You can pay the doctors all you want, but when you're gone, you're gone.
Your money is gonna be for your funeral and, you know, I guess for generational wealth for those of us out there
who believe in generational wealth. But when you're gone, that's it. And that's on period. The end.
Literally.
Last but not least, Bob Marley said, "My music will go on forever. Maybe it's a fool, say that. But when me know facts, me can say facts. My music will go on forever." When you believe it and you put it out there into the universe, great things happen. And Bob foreshadowed his legendary greatness in this line. And I must say that my podcast and words will live forever, although I feel like no one is listening and I'm talking to myself. They only feel you after you're gone, like J. Cole said. And the same way people feel about Bob Marley is the same way people will feel me. You're understood until your demise. Then people look into your work and take a pedagogic approach to show the world how clever and how much of a genius you are. And, you know, I believe that about all of my content creators out there, all of the philosophers out there, all of the people out there who have a positive message to spread and to build unity in the world. Like, your legacy and, you know, your legendary status will be upheld, period. I keep saying period like I'm a city girl. I am totally not a city girl. I just love saying that. And if you notice, like, it's not just a city girl anymore. Andrew Cuomo said it on the news and Joe Biden has said it. So period has expanded out of the canon of city girls. And that's all, folks. I really appreciate you guys for tuning into the She Blows It podcast.
Remember, if you haven't followed the Instagram page, hit me up on SheBlowsIt_pod on Instagram, and we can continue to talk about this topic. I hope you all enjoyed this episode discussing one of my favorite musicians. The light in me admires the light in you, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you.